Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 18. There are five parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. Where will Sophia go at the weekend?
What are you going to do at the weekend, Sophia? Are you going to the mountains as usual?
No, actually, I'm not. The road is closed because there's too much snow. I'm going swimming.
Are you going to that hotel on an island?
No, I'm going to a beautiful lake. There is an island in the middle, but there isn't a hotel on it.
Now, listen again.
What are you going to do at the weekend, Sophia? Are you going to the mountains as usual?
No, actually, I'm not. The road is closed because there's too much snow. I'm going swimming.
Are you going to that hotel on an island?
No, I'm going to a beautiful lake. There is an island in the middle, but there isn't a hotel on it.
Two. How much are the coach tickets?
Can I pay you for the tickets?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
How much were they?
£17 each.
Did you say 70?
No, 17. I paid 34, so you owe me 17.
Okay.
Now, listen again.
Can I pay you for the tickets?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
How much were they?
£17 each.
Did you say 70?
No, 17. I paid 34, so you owe me 17.
Okay.
Three. Who is Sarah going to the baseball game with?
I'm going to the baseball game this afternoon. Do you like baseball?
Yes, I do. Are you going with your brother?
No, he doesn't like baseball. My sister doesn't like it either. It's just me and my father who like the game.
So you're going with your father?
Yes, come with us.
Now, listen again.
I'm going to the baseball game this afternoon. Do you like baseball?
Yes, I do. Are you going with your brother?
No, he doesn't like baseball. My sister doesn't like it either. It's just me and my father who like the game.
So you're going with your father?
Yes, come with us.
Four. Where did the story of the film take place?
I loved that film. Was it called The Station?
Yes, it was. When I saw the title, I thought it would take place in a railway station.
I did too, but it was really a bus station. Sounds like a boring location, but it was interesting. All the people arriving and departing.
Like an airport. But the people were only going on short journeys?
That was why it was so interesting.
Now, listen again.
I loved that film. Was it called The Station?
Yes, it was. When I saw the title, I thought it would take place in a railway station.
I did too, but it was really a bus station. Sounds like a boring location, but it was interesting. All the people arriving and departing.
Like an airport, But the people were only going on short journeys?
That was why it was so interesting.
Five. When is the maths test?
Are you ready for the maths test?
Not really. I've got to look back at the term's work in the next few days.
But the test is tomorrow, isn't it? The 23rd of October.
No, that's the science test. Maths is next week, on the 29th.
Oh, I've got to look at the science tonight then.
Now, listen again.
Are you ready for the maths test?
Not really. I've got to look back at the term's work in the next few days.
But the test is tomorrow, isn't it? The 23rd of October.
No, that's the science test. Maths is next week, on the 29th.
Oh, I've got to look at the science tonight then.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a school trip.
Good morning, everyone. I've got some information for you all about the school trip next week. We're going on Friday. That's the 14th of March. I told you before that we wanted to go to a castle. Well, we have decided now to go to Weston Castle, which is quite close. That's Weston. That's W. E-S-T-O-N. I want you to check it out on the web before we go so that you know a little bit about the history. Now, we will leave the school at 8:45 on that day. Please get here by 8:30 so we're not late leaving. We aren't going by train this time because the castle is a long way from the station, so we'll travel there by bus. The price is £5, which includes lunch, but please bring water, because I think it's going to be hot.
Now, listen again.
Good morning, everyone. I've got some information for you all about the school trip next week. We're going on Friday. That's the 14th of March. I told you before that we wanted to go to a castle. Well, we have decided now to go to Weston Castle, which is quite close. That's Weston. That's W-E-S-T-O-N. I want you to check it out on the web before we go so that you know a little bit about the history. Now, we will leave the school at 8:45 on that day. Please get here by 8:30 so we're not late leaving. We aren't going by train this time, because the castle is a long way from the station. So we'll travel there by bus. The price is £5, which includes lunch, but please bring water, because I think it's going to be hot.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Eva talking to her friend Peter about her winter holiday.
Eva, how are you?
Hi, Peter. I'm fine.
What did you do during the winter break?
I went skiing with my family for a week. Well, 9 days, actually, because we drove to the hotel. My mother and father and my little sister and me.
Was it a good holiday?
Not really. The hotel was good, but the skiing was terrible.
Why? Did you have an accident while you were skiing?
No. In fact, I didn't ski much because the ski places were too busy.
There were a lot of people in the town.
Yes, hundreds.
Was the hotel up in the mountains or in the town?
It was in the mountains, but we had to go along a small road every day to the ski places.
Was it a long way?
No, it was only about 10 kilometres, but there was often a lot of snow on it. It took about an hour each day.
So, was anything good about the holiday?
The food was wonderful. Not in the hotel, but in all the little restaurants in the town.
Anything else?
No. We couldn't walk in the mountains because the weather was bad.
What was the journey like, there and back?
As I said, we drove, which was a bit boring. But I had my books and my sister had her music, so it wasn't too bad.
Now, listen again.
Eva, how are you?
Hi, Peter. I'm fine.
What did you do during the winter break?
I went skiing with my family for a week. Well, 9 days, actually, because we drove to the hotel. My mother and father and my little sister and me.
Was it a good holiday?
Not really. The hotel was good, but the skiing was terrible.
Why? Did you have an accident while you were skiing?
No. In fact, I didn't ski much because the ski places were too busy.
There were a lot of people in the town.
Yes, hundreds.
Was the hotel up in the mountains or in the town?
It was in the mountains, but we had to go along a small road every day to the ski places.
Was it a long way?
No, it was only about 10 kilometres, but there was often a lot of snow on it. It took about an hour each day.
So, was anything good about the holiday?
The food was wonderful. Not in the hotel, but in all the little restaurants in the town.
Anything else?
No. We couldn't walk in the mountains because the weather was bad.
What was the journey like, there and back?
As I said, we drove, which was a bit boring. But I had my books and my sister had her music, so it wasn't too bad.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a head teacher talking to all the students. Which students must bring in a signed letter on Monday?
Okay, now, as you know, it's the end of term next week. We actually close at lunchtime on Wednesday, so you can go home at 1. But if you want to go home early, you must bring a signed letter from your parents on Monday. Okay? If you want to go home at the normal time, you don't have to do anything.
Now, listen again.
Okay, now, as you know, it's the end of term next week. We actually close at lunchtime on Wednesday, so you can go home at 1. But if you want to go home early, you must bring a signed letter from your parents on Monday. Okay. If you want to go home at the normal time, you don't have to do anything.
Seventeen. You will hear a man talking to his granddaughter, Emma, on the phone. What's the weather like in Emma's town?
Hello, Emma. How are you, my dear?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Grandad.
What are you doing today?
We're flying our kites in the garden.
Oh, is it nice there, then? It's raining heavily here.
It's cloudy, but the wind is good for kites.
18.
Hello, Emma. How are you, my dear?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Grandad.
What are you doing today?
We're flying our kites in the garden.
Oh, is it nice there, then? It's raining heavily here.
It's cloudy, but the wind is good for kites.
18. You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Sally. What happened to Sally's homework?
Can you give me your science homework, Sally?
I gave it to you already, sir.
No, you didn't.
Well, no. I gave it to my friend Jill to give to you because I was away yesterday. Maybe it's with her book.
Oh, let me see. OK, your book is inside Jill's book.
Ah.
That's fine. Thank you, Sally.
19.
Can you give me your science homework, Sally?
I gave it to you already, sir.
No, you didn't.
Well, no. I gave it to my friend Jill to give to you because I was away yesterday. Maybe it's with her book.
Oh, let me see. OK, your book is inside Jill's book.
Ah.
That's fine. Thank you, Sally.
19. You will hear a boy, Hugo, talking about his hobby. What has he just done?
You look very sad. What's wrong?
I've just done something silly.
What?
You know I got a new model plane for my birthday?
Yes. Have you broken it?
No. I was flying it in the park and...
Have you lost it? Did it fly away?
Not exactly. I've just flown it into a tree and I can't get it.
19.
You look very sad. What's wrong?
I've just done something silly.
What?
You know I got a new model plane for my birthday.
Yes. Have you broken it?
No. I was flying it in the park and...
Have you lost it? Did it fly away?
Not exactly. I've just flown it into a tree and I can't get it.
20. You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Lily. What does he want her to do?
Can you come down and help me, Lily?
I'll come down in a minute. I'm making my bed.
But I need help now.
What's wrong?
I was getting the washing in and the dog ran out the door. The garden gate was open. We must find him quickly.
OK, I'm coming.
19.
Can you come down and help me, Lily?
I'll come down in a minute. I'm making my bed.
But I need help now.
What's wrong?
I was getting the washing in and the dog ran out the door. The garden gate was open. We must find him quickly.
Okay, I'm coming.
That is the end of part four. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Alice talking to her mother about a birthday party. What will each person help with?
You know that it's your little brother's birthday party next week, Alice?
Of course I do.
Well, your older brothers and your sisters are going to help with a lot of things, but I still need some help from you.
Okay, what's Betty going to do?
She said that she will make sandwiches and snacks.
Great, she makes lovely sandwiches. What about Mary?
She's going to get some lemonade and orange juice and some other things.
Ah, okay. What's Dan doing?
He wanted to do the music, but I don't think your brother will like his songs. So now he's going to make some party hats.
Oh, are we having hats?
I hope he makes good ones. I don't think he's very good at art.
Really?
Well, I've agreed now. And I've asked Tom to put together some songs.
Tom?
All right, that will be interesting. Now, Nick is going to do some games. I don't know what he's thinking of.
He'll be good at that, so what's left for me?
I need some help when I make the birthday cake. Can you put all the candles and things on it?
Oh, yes, that's lovely. Thanks, Mum.
Now, listen again.
You know that it's your little brother's birthday party next week, Alice?
Of course I do.
Well, your older brothers and your sisters are going to help with a lot of things, but I still need some help from you.
Okay, what's Betty going to do?
She said that she will make sandwiches and snacks.
Great, she makes lovely sandwiches. What about Mary?
She's going to get some lemonade and orange juice and some other things.
Ah, okay. What's Dan doing?
He wanted to do the music, but I don't think your brother will like his songs. So now he's going to make some party hats.
Oh, are we having hats? I hope he makes good ones. I don't think he's very good at art.
Really? Well, I've agreed now. And I've asked Tom to put together some songs.
Tom?
All right, that will be interesting. Now, Nick is going to do some games. I don't know what he's thinking of.
He'll be good at that, so what's left for me?
I need some help when I make the birthday cake. Can you put all the candles and things on it?
Oh, yes, that's lovely. Thanks, Mum.
That is the end of part five. That is the end of the test.